Blog Talk Radio.
Cool Wellness Radio. I'm here to inform you how to have pain-free days and a healthy lifestyle. Cool Wellness Radio. I specialize in fitness and physical therapy. We'll tell you all our secrets.
Happy Monday. We are Core Wellness Radio, optimizing your body's potential from the core. Really excited to have Core Wellness's Jackie Lash Callahan back to the show. For those of you who have been listening to our show, you know that this is the second installment of a pregnancy series that we're doing all about nutrition while you're pregnant. The first installment really focused on the beginning of pregnancy, and this one's going to focus on the second and third trimester. So we're talking about growing and eating while you are pregnant. And Jackie, are you on the line with us?
I am, Erin. Hi.
Hi. So great to have you back. You are our resident nutrition expert. You have two kids of your own, so you really are the right person to be talking with us about this topic. I know a few weeks ago we focused on nutrition in the beginning of pregnancy, which can be tough because you're nauseous and you're tired. And you made a lot of great points about laying the foundation and just doing the best that you can in the beginning. And so let's talk about the second trimester. Let's dive right in.
Typically
in the second trimester, you're feeling better. You've got your energy back. What are some tips for women while they're in their second trimester for eating and getting all that nutrition in?
Yeah, Erin. So, we talked about, like you mentioned, with first trimester, you might not be feeling as great. So with the second trimester, typically right around week 13, where you're starting to get into it, you will start feeling better, and you'll get away from that nausea that you might be having and that really intense fatigue. Not everybody. There are still some people that continue to have the bouts of the nausea throughout second and even third. But if you are starting to feel so much better, you're kind of getting back a little bit to normal. So I often say you're often feeling your best, so try to eat your best at that point. So the first and the third are, like, tricky. The third we'll talk about a little bit later on. You know, you are very tired. You're now doubling your blood supply by 50%. So it's harder just in those first and third to be able to maybe eat quite as well. So this second, where you're kind of feeling like your energy is coming back, you feel like you can do some working out again, you're not having to go to bed at 5 o'clock at night, this is the time that you definitely want to focus on trying to eat your best. So stuff that we talked about in the first installment was a nutrient-dense diet. You want to focus on those clean sources of protein, trying to get your vegetables in. Also, it might have been hard during that first trimester with, like, roughage, with kale, like, with things that, like, take a little bit more work to actually digest, just because then you start kind of going through maybe some of that constipation. The body is just working triple time to take all those nutrients out of the food, but it just kind of causes your digestion to really slow down. So a lot of people actually report that constipation is a big issue in the first trimester, and maybe even often throughout the pregnancy.
Sure.
You know, wanting just to make sure that you are eating some of those right foods is very important as well. So I know I kind of say one thing and then I have a way to turn around and say the other. But it's just often a time during this second trimester that you do want to really focus on the good stuff that you're putting into your body. We also talked about taking that prenatal vitamin. So it is going to act a little bit as a safeguard. It's not a substitute for a healthy diet, but that is where you're going to focus on getting that a good amount, that large amount of folic acid and iron that you need for good development for the baby. And also to check to make sure if you're not eating fish, this might be a good time to go ahead and incorporate that into your diet. But you want to make sure that you're doing the low mercury fish, so more of a salmon and not that high mercury count, which is more like a swordfish. And if you don't, choosing a prenatal that includes the omega-3 fatty acids is a really smart idea. Or even, I know I actually took a a prenatal, the new chapter that I really loved, but that it didn't have the prenatal DHA. So I just went and added the Nordic Naturals prenatal DHA, and then I had that in my discount in there as well. And then I even continued to take that throughout even postpartum because those omega-3s are great for breast milk and providing important mood and nerve support for moms while we're going through that postpartum period.
So really the second trimester is the time when you should be maximizing what you're eating because you can't because you're not, you know, you're feeling better, but you're not feeling quite so large and, you know, just completely dictated by this person that you're growing. This is the time when you got, like you said, make it your best. You talked about DHA, and that's a big buzzword right now, particularly during pregnancy. When we talk about the fish, and there are some that you do need to stay away from, you know, for those of us who aren't clear, I mean, you know, I think you can find that list online, yes? I mean, there's certainly some that you stay away from. And a lot of them, you know, like shark, and I mean, some of them are just like big fish that, you know, I'm not sure we're all running out there eating, but some of them are. I mean, some of them are, you know, fish that we may consume on a weekly basis. And I just want to remind everybody out there that there are, and speak with your doctor about the fish that that you are consuming, but that it is important. I also took the DHA in my prenatal vitamin. And, you know, why is it that the DHA is so important, particularly during pregnancy?
Yeah, so that's actually going to be a huge aspect of promoting baby's brain development. So that's why it's such a big... and even afterwards, like I know even as I feed my 15-month-old and my 2.5-year-old milk, you know, a lot of times I can switch to the, you know, 2% or whatever, but that whole milk a lot of times has that added, they're adding vitamin D and DHA into it as well, which is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. So that brain development continues, obviously, as they're growing from little babies. So just to go back to the fish list, it's definitely out there. You also want to be choosing the wild-caught fish, but then when you were talking about, like, the shark and the swordfish, so a lot of the predator fishes typically have the higher mercury counts. And then, like, even if you look at, like, a tuna, it just is going to tell you to make sure that you're only having, like, so much per week. So, you know, it's not that, like, I mean, tuna is, like, a really kind of easy go-to, and I actually love, like, fish sandwiches or melts. So that is one thing. Mm-hmm. You can still have that. You just need to check to make sure that you're not eating it, like, every single day. Like, it's just something that maybe you're just doing once a week. And, you know, same with salmon. Yeah, just make sure people are checking that list online. But it's pretty easy to kind of fall within that. But like you were saying, really the main aspect of that DHA and why it's so important is developing baby's brain.
You know, when we look to the third trimester, and that's when you really, really do start to put the weight on, you know, how I think there are some smart ways for, obviously putting weight on is essential, but there are some smart ways of doing it. You know, when we talk about eating for two, and a lot of people, you know, I remember my grandparents, my parents saying, oh, you're eating for two, it's okay. But the train of thought now really is that, you know, you're really not eating for two. You know, what are your recommendations for women to smartly gain weight? Particularly in the third trimester when I think that can be the biggest issue.
Yeah, and so obviously, you know, I never really felt like my doctor gave me, like, an amount, but I know some doctors are kind of particular about what, I mean, guidelines out there state that if your average weight before getting pregnant, you should gain 25 to 35 pounds after becoming pregnant. Now, if you're underweight, you know, you might have some room to add more closer to like 40 pounds, and overweight, you might need to scale back and maybe only be 15 to 25 pounds. So, you know, this is where you kind of have to look at where you are yourself. Another reason why we talked about in the last installment, kind of that preconception period of wanting to make sure that you're at a really healthy weight ahead of time. You know, people say that you gain 1 to 4.5 pounds in the first trimester and then about 1 pound a week in the second and third. I know that can kind of be all over the board as well. I myself, one month gained 10 pounds and then the next month only gained like one. So I thought it was going to be this very slow thing. And so I was sort of mortified in the early, and it was the early second trimester for me. with that 10 pounds, I thought, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But, you know, every body is very different, every body, and then every pregnancy. So, and, you know, I guess that whole eating for two, I mean, just remember you're really not eating for a whole second adult. So, you know, it is, right. You are helping to, you know, develop a little human inside of you. And then, of course, it's going to be a little baby. So, you know, it's not going to be the same size. You know, they say about 340 extra calories a day in the second trimester.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. 300 to 400 extra a day is really, it's like an extra meal. That's not really that much more food.
And it's really not. And so I can't remember if I mentioned it before, but it might just be something like maybe you're a three meal a day kind of person. So now you're just going to go ahead and add in some of those really healthy snacks, like in between that breakfast and lunch, and then in between that lunch and dinner, which that's going to give you that extra 300 to 400 calories right there. I mean, it's like you're saying,
easy.
It's not a whole bunch. Yeah, really easy.
Yeah.
And so I do think women tend to use this time as a, you know, our culture is very focused on, you know, weight and looks and beauty and stuff like that. And so for us, so I think sometimes it's that chance to say, oh my gosh, I am just going to kind of eat what I want to. And, you know, in some regards, I completely understand that. But you do have to remember that while you're growing this person, little person, you do want them to get the best nutrients possible.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, while you're kind of focused on that, and I think that's what you find with a lot of moms too, is that they want to eat really well because they want to grow that human in the best possible way they can. And sometimes in that way, we're a little too hard on ourselves that way. So, you know, that's why we kind of mentioned about, again, that prenatal, how it is a bit of a safeguard, but we can't use that, you know, all on its own.
Definitely. You know, we have a couple minutes left, and I would just like to leave our listeners with maybe some of your suggestions for healthy snacks. I mean, if we're talking about a couple extra, you know, 100 calories a day, did you have anything that you loved, particularly during, you know, the second half of pregnancy that you'd like to share with listeners?
Yeah, no, I love apples and almond butter. It's one of my favorites.
Oh,
you get that good source of a bit of protein, a healthy fat, and then with the apples, you get a little bit of sweets. Like right now, this time of year, the Honeycrisp apples are amazing. So they're still my favorite snacks. Even my little ones love them now. But just making sure, you know, in that, like, later part of the pregnancy, the protein sources is what's really important, and just making sure you're getting that. So, you know, even if it's things like some, you know, I'm just going to sound kind of silly, but, like, garbanzo beans, I know, like, chickpeas I really like to kind of put in a little bag and have those are kind of, or you can actually even, like, throw those in the oven and crunch them up. I marinate them a little different things. The healthy fats are also really good things to snack on as well. So any like olives or nuts, you just have to make sure that you watch how much. You can add a little bit of like maybe dry fruit into with those nuts. But again, you just want to watch the amount. You don't want to do, like I'm saying, maybe like a small handful. You don't want to go into too much, which sometimes people have a tendency to do with nuts. And get, you know, a little worried there. But again, just making sure that you're doing some of the protein sources, healthy fats, and like just not empty calorie type thing. Sugary.
Right,
stuff,
watching your sugar. Right, exactly.
Exactly. Because you have to be concerned about, you know, your sugar content and levels with gestational diabetes.
Yeah, and they know. I mean, you can feel when those babies, when they've had a little sugar jolt. they start dancing in there. I'm with you on the sugar. Well, this is great. You know, you've offered some really tangible, great advice. If anybody is currently pregnant, looking to be pregnant, want to meet with Jackie, she is fabulous help with any of your nutritional needs. Give them a call at the clinic and set up an appointment with her. This is our second installment. The next installment, we're going to look at after baby, and we'll talk about breastfeeding and what both you and baby need after baby arrives. Jackie, thank you so much for talking with us today. Anyone looking to learn more about Coral Wellness, find us online. We're at alexandriaphysicaltherapist.com. We're also on social media. We're on Twitter at the Delray PT is our handle. And we're on Facebook as well. We're very active there. Be well, everyone. And until next time, Jackie, we will talk to you again in a few weeks. Thanks again.
Thanks, Erin.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.